RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, let's go to our talking text line from Australia, Tony. Tony, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
All right, Bobby and Mike. Who that?
Hey, what's up? What's
who,
up?
Who that? Tony? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you got to be excited about Shuck, huh? Come on, Shuck it, yeah.
But I'm really disappointed that due to health reasons, I missed out coming over this year because I would have been there for the Panthers and the Jets games. And it would have been the first trip over that the Saints won two in a row because the last two times we've won one game and lost the other.
Well, yeah, you're there in spirit. You helped him win. I tell you what, he looks like he's the guy. And you might say, well, Bobby, it's got a small sample size. No, you could just tell.
He's the McCoy.
Well, but the real McCoy, you could see how the players respond to him. And
the veteran players, the thing.
It's a totally different team to when Rattler was playing quarterback. Shucks just turned the team around, and the players have been responding. And if he doesn't win Rookie of the Year, there's something wrong.
Yeah. The only way he would not win Rookie of the Year is because the Saints are kind of irrelevant in the playoff picture, but it should have nothing to do with that. It should be who's the best offensive rookie, defensive rookie.
Does play the position that would normally
quarterback.
Look that way. It does trump every other position.
Yeah, okay, you might say at one time Jackson Dart. Oh, look, they would love that New York for him to be the offensive player of the year. Jackson Dart and Cam Ward, you look at the rookies that are playing, there's nobody even close as accurate as Tyler Shuck is throwing the football.
And we're gonna make it. We're gonna win this upcoming weekend because I can think of nothing worse than being swept by the Dirty Birds.
Yeah, how we swept Carolina and look, they're fighting for their playoff life. Why not? I think when you look at even though. We'd win seven games, and you'd be 4-2 in the NFC South. So I think that transfers and parlays that into the future. So I would think, and you hold Coach Moore and the organization's feet to the fire, that you can win the NFC South, even though you're not amongst the best as far as record-wise. Look right now who's going to win the NFC South. We're hovering around 500, but you know what the owners, you know what they love, and they're always going to keep it that way? They get to host a home game.
Bingo.
Like, I always thought it should be, like, on your record, because I still can't get over how we had won 11 games. We were, like, 11-5. We had to go to Seattle. Yeah, we had to go to Seattle. So, but you know what? Then if the shoe's on the other foot, though, said, oh, that's the way it is. You get to get a home playoff game if you win your division. So we got something to look forward to next year because I think we definitely could be in the hunt. To say all of a sudden, now it can't be done. Sean Payton did it. He went from 3 wins to 10 wins in 2006. After Haslett was 3-13, we were 10-6. We almost made the Super Bowl. We're in the NFC Championship. And we had, we were 10-6, had a second, we were the second seed. Had a bye. Remember, that's with Deuce, I think we did the rugby play. Yeah. We beat the Eagles. Then all of a sudden, we're in the NFC Championship. So when I look at next year, we got to hold their feet to the fire. Ain't no rebuilding. I'm not saying we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Continue to build.
No, like next year, I'll go because we're right there with all those teams. We should win the NFC South. And, you know, I'm not saying you got to go 6-0, at least 4. Yeah, at least 4-2 or 5-1 in the division.
The other thing, too, is we're talking about Falcons. You always talk about this. A guy who's had good games against you, how well you play. Hasn't Kirk Cousins played pretty well against the Saints?
I wish Michael Penix was playing. You know, versus Kirk Cousins.
Because Kurt, he's not going anywhere. I know where he's going to throw it. But he has had some really good games against the Saints.
Well, and that's why, Mike, along those lines, I'm glad you brought that up, and Tony, that I think even though he missed five games, and I said this in training camp, Chase Young, yes, he'll get double-digit sacks. He's at 8.5. Now, Kirk Cousins is going to get rid of the ball quickly.
But he
has a great chance to have a sack and a half in the game. And then you got Cam at 9.5 sacks. He'll get double digits. And
the thing in this game is going to be DeMario Davis having an injury.
I don't know if he's going to play with that calf injury. Whenever I hear calf, what do you think of? Connected to your Achilles. And you could be on
careful.
You could be on the verge, especially with his age. And if he wants to play next year, it's like, it wouldn't be in his best interest from a personal standpoint to play the final game.
So I think his best – the guy that will eventually replace him.
Oklahoma.
Danny Stutchman.
Stutchman.
And Stutchman. You saw in the second quarter, man, he was always around the football.
He brings it.
I give Danny Stutchman a lot of credit on that.
No, he wants to hit you. He wants to knock a snide bubble. I like him. Stutchman, I think, is going to be a stud in the future.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.